You're tuned into the RCI Midday News Edition. I am Keisha St. Helen. It is 16th April 2025. Firstly, Jamaican national Orville Andrew Pennell, who was arrested in the U.S. after a four-year international manhunt, has been apprehended in Savannah, Georgia. Pennell, who was previously charged with the murder of 28-year-old Cleus Alfred, was first arrested in St. Lucia in October 2020. He then fled to Jamaica in 2021, crossing into the U.S. illegally in December 2022. In July 2023, he was arrested in Claytown County, Georgia, for possession of a stolen motorcycle and attempting to evade police. Pennell is now facing federal charges for being an undocumented immigrant in possession of a firearm and is expected to be extradited to St. Lucia for trial. In other news, absenteeism and sick leave are fast becoming critical concerns for businesses in St. Lucia, impacting productivity and operational cost. The St. Lucia Employers Federation hosted a breakfast meeting aimed at tackling the growing issue head-on, a meaningful step towards improving workplace culture and national productivity.
It was a full house for the breakfast meeting as employers gathered for a candid conversation about rising absenteeism and its impact on businesses across the country. Organized by the St. Lucia Employers Federation, the meeting brought together human resource professionals and business leaders to explore practical solutions.
The discussion today at the SLEP breakfast meeting was really helpful. It was a very healthy discussion. It is critical for us to have those conversations because at the end of the day, we are dealing with human beings. We are dealing with individuals who have a multiplicity of issues. And as HR professionals, we must be well equipped to be able to deal with these things in the best interest of our organization.
According to Goretti Paul, Managing Director of HRWise, understanding the root causes behind absenteeism is key. The data shows the growing trend is costing companies dearly, and employers must take proactive steps to address it.
So in addition to having the policies, it's about creating the right cultures within the organization, ensuring that there is respect, you know, ensuring that our managers are adequately trained to deal with the employees and to really create an environment where people want to come so they are less likely to call in sick, and that in turn will reduce the amount that it is costing us as employers. So it's a very comprehensive discussion and we can take it from so many different perspectives.
Executive Director of the St. Lucia Employers Federation, Cornelia Jean-Baptiste, explained that the meeting was not only timely but necessary as more businesses report an increase in medical leave requests.
So over the years, employers have observed an increase in the number of medical leave requests from employees. And in many instances, it's causing some undue hardship on businesses. And so the purpose of this morning's discussion was to focus on how employers can manage that situation responsibly, fairly, while ensuring that businesses are sustained.
The Federation believes fostering open dialogue and sharing experiences will help businesses adapt better strategies. The goal is to build work environments that support employee well-being while maintaining productivity.
I think now employers have an idea and they can chart a course as far as handling the high levels of medical leave that they receive. Some of the examples that came to the fore were that managers need to be sympathetic, need to have open communication with their employees, and need to create environments that are conducive for employees to work.
As the nation continues to push for higher productivity levels, the Federation hopes to take these discussions further, advocating for national-level action to address absenteeism and its ripple effects.
This is a situation that impedes productivity. And so on a national level, the hope is that from these discussions, the Federation can do some form of lobbying or advocating so that the issue is given some kind of attention, that the concerns of employers are made known, and that the employers are not just about problems, but solutions. And so the hope is that from these discussions, we can share and add to the conversation, the national conversation about productivity.
While the breakfast meeting may be over, the conversation is just beginning. Employers are now taking these insights back to their businesses, determined to create healthier and more productive workplaces for all. For the National Competitiveness and Productivity Council, Glenn Simon reporting.
In more news, the Ministry of Health, Wellness and Elderly Affairs has partnered with HandHelp Inc. to offer free hand surgeries to St. Lucia residents, bringing over 25 years of international experience to provide compassionate, high-quality care. The details in this report.
In a continued effort to make quality health care accessible to all, the Ministry of Health, Wellness and Elderly Affairs has partnered with a team of international medical professionals from HandHelp Inc. to provide free hand surgeries to St. Lucians. For the past 25 years, HandHelp Inc. has specialized in delivering expert hand surgeries to both children and adults with missions spanning across various countries. This latest initiative brings their life-changing services to St. Lucia, offering much-needed medical attention to hundreds of individuals who may not otherwise have access to such specialized care. The mission was officially launched on Monday, April 7th, with an opening ceremony held at the Millennium Heights Medical Complex. The event brought together key stakeholders, including representatives from the Ministry of Health, MHMC officials, and the visiting team of health professionals from HandHelp Inc. During the ceremony, officials underscored the significance of this collaboration in meeting the healthcare needs of the population.
The alliance reflects our shared commitment to excellence, compassionate care, and the belief that through collective effort we can achieve remarkable outcomes. And that is why from yesterday we had the remarkable outcome of the teams coming together, St. Jude, MHMC, HandHelp, surgical mission, to take care of approximately 300 people within the space of one day.
The Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and Elderly Affairs, Jenny Daniel, highlighted the critical role our hands play in our daily life.
Hands are vital for nearly everything that we do in our lives. And one of the reasons why it is significant that we treat the conditions that persons may have with their hands is that you would want to restore function. Persons have hands which cannot really function as it should because of various factors, whether it be injury, whether it be disease-related. And we want to ensure that persons feel confident in everything that they do by restoring that functionality in their hands.
Founder of HandHelp Inc., Dr. Grant Thompson, shared more details of the medical mission, which screened over 250 patients and identified more than 100 in need of surgical care.
Our therapists, meanwhile, have been hard at work already treating patients from yesterday, and they will continue to do that throughout the week. And in the coming week, I hope that we will all work together. All of our various factions and our team will learn from you, and you will learn from us. We are going to collaborate in the operating room. We're going to have a lecture series, and we're going to have hands-on work together in the therapy suite and in the operating room.
Minister for Health, Wellness, and Elderly Affairs, Honorable Moses Jabaptist, acknowledged the broader impact of international partnerships in strengthening healthcare systems.
I am sure at some point, Dr. Greaves and yourself will put together a cost, a value to all of this. It's very important so that in the budget in the next 2 weeks, I can explain to the people of St. Lucia not only the humanitarian value, but the economic cost of this service to the people of St. Lucia. It is very important to us because partnerships are important. We thank the government of the United States for the partnership. Although you are not government agents, but you come from the United States, and over the years, over the decades, we have had very strong partnerships with the people of the United States.
The team from HandHelp Inc. will be on island for several days, conducting assessments, consultations, and performing surgeries with a focus on restoring mobility, function, and improving overall quality of life for patients. From the Communications Unit of the Ministry of Health, Wellness and Elderly Affairs, I am Onika McCoy.
In other news, Bank of St. Lucia has come on as a title sponsor of St. Lucia Athletic Association's National Age Group Championships. President of the association, Dora Henry, during a ceremony on Tuesday at the Darren Sammy Cricket Grounds, highlighted the importance of these games for the development of sports in St. Lucia.
It is a celebration of progress, renewed purpose, and commitment to the development of young talent in St. Lucia. The National Age Group Championship has always held a deeply meaningful place within the vision of the St. Lucia Athletics Association. From its inception, this championship was conceptualized as a developmental springboard, a space where we could identify promising young athletes, evaluate their potential, and provide the necessary support to nurture their growth. Over the years, it has evolved into a crucial launchpad, paving the way for several of our top performing athletes who have proudly represented our nation at events such as the NACAC Age Group Championship, Karifta Games, and even the grand stage of the Olympic Games.
That was St. Lucia Athletic Association President Dora Henry. Henry explains that teamwork and personal development are also part of the objectives of the national championships as athletes prepare to compete on grander stages.
This competition brings together athletes aged 7 to 15 in an environment that not only encourages healthy competition, but also promotes teamwork, resilience, and personal development. It is here that the building blocks for future excellence in athletics are firmly laid. And this year, we are excited to announce that the 2020 edition of the Bank of St. Lucia National Age Group Championships will be held over 2 days, Saturday the 7th and Sunday the 8th of June at the Soufra Mini Stadium. This format demonstrates our ongoing commitment to fostering an inclusive and dynamic environment that balances athletics excellence with personal development.
Meanwhile, Deputy Managing Director of Bank of St. Lucia, Lyndon Arnold, says the bank is committed to fostering sporting development among youth in St. Lucia and stands in support of the national championships.
We see these championships not merely as an event, but as a platform to identify, nurture, and elevate talent. A platform to inspire the next generation to dream, to pursue excellence, and to represent our nation on the regional and global stage. This year, Bank of St. Lucia has committed to sponsoring the successful staging of this event, as we would have heard, and to the St. Lucia Athletics Association, to the Ministry of Youth Development and Sports, and to all of our stakeholders, thank you for the work you continue to do in shaping a brighter future through sport. And rest assured, Bank of St. Lucia will continue to support you through this journey.
That was Lyndon Arnold, Deputy Managing Director of Bank of St. Lucia. Meanwhile, Bank of St. Lucia has renewed its support for the National Carnival Queen Pageant, a cultural event that empowers young women to embrace leadership, creativity, and community pride. The bank has chosen Miss Emil Tisson as Miss Bank of St. Lucia 2025, hailing from Choiseul. The bank has chosen Miss Emil Tisson as Miss Bank of St. Lucia 2025, hailing from Choiseul. Emil, the youngest of 7 siblings, is passionate about inspiring young people from rural communities to dream boldly and unapologetically. Bank of St. Lucia's sponsorship of the pageant reflects its mission to support national cultural initiatives and provide empowering opportunities for St. Lucian youth. The bank has previously sponsored Miss BOSL Wise, Bunnell St. Rose, and Miss Bank of St. Lucia 2024. The bank maintains a special bond with its Carnival Queen contestants, who continue to share a close relationship with the bank's team and remain actively involved in its initiatives. As the excitement builds for the 2025 pageant, Bank of St. Lucia extends its best wishes to Emil and all contestants who will embody the spirit of Carnival and the essence of St. Lucian culture. That wraps up Wednesday's broadcast. We look back at the headlines. 4 years. 3 countries, 2 escapes, St. Lucia murder suspect caught in U.S. St. Lucia employers tackle rising absenteeism and sick leave, and Bank of St. Lucia named title sponsor of National Age Group Championships. You have been tuned into the RCI Midday News Edition for today, 16th April 2025. I am Keisha St. Helen. Good afternoon.